Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast, and this one's a bit of a different one. I'm going to talk with Jared Reinstein of Plan Vision. As we get started with this discussion, I do want to remind people listening to this that Plan Vision doesn't sell any long-term care insurance, but we do want our clients to be informed about it as they review their financial plan with us. Over the years, I've certainly talked with our clients about how to integrate long-term care insurance into their plan, and we get many questions from our clients about this. And Jared has more experience, more recent experience, certainly, than I have with long-term care insurance. So we're going to talk about that. We'll have a bit of an exchange here about how people can consider long-term care insurance if it's something that makes sense for their situation. Hey, Jared, how are you?
Good, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing well. So prior to coming to Plan Vision, you've been in the industry for 15, 16 years. That's about the length of time, right?
Yes.
And over that time, you had helped some of your clients get going with long-term care?
Yes. I always found value to at least have the conversation with them so they could be aware of what it was, how it worked, pros and cons.
Okay, sure. And so we had talked about this, and you had experience with both just straight long-term care policies and then these hybrid policies as well.
Yeah, so the hybrids are obviously a little newer, but they're very unique strategies and are a great way to offer a different alternative to the traditional long-term care, which has gotten a bad rap over the past few years, especially with the baby boomer generation needing it because of the population, and a lot of insurance firms had a hard time keeping up with the demand. So they would jack up premiums and cause a lot of negative attention on it. So these hybrid policies offer a different route if it makes sense for the client.
So describe what the hybrid is, and maybe just maybe I can comment. I mean, a long-term care insurance policy is a policy that will protect people from long-term care, which can come in different forms. It can be care delivered in a, what we might call old school term, nursing home or long-term care facility, or some assisted living, independent living, depending upon the condition of the policyholder. But the hybrid policy is a combination of long-term care component and life insurance, right?
Yeah, it's a component of universal life. And it's a primary, it's a long-term care benefit. The death benefit is contingent or secondary. So if you buy a strategy like that, you're buying it for long-term care. You're not buying it for the life insurance. You know, every state's different because of the regulations. I myself live in New York, so it's its own animal when it comes to insurance. But they pretty much, what it does is gives you the ability to pay over a certain period of time, not your whole life. If you want to cancel the policy, you get some of a premium back. If you pass away, there's a death benefit. And if you need care, it can provide up to 6 years. So it has a lot more of a consumer-friendly component to it than the traditional use-it-or-lose-it policies that existed prior.
So is there a way that you might describe somebody that is a good candidate for coverage for this event?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's insurance. So the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets. The long-term care insurance underwriting, it's pretty black and white. They put you through, some of the hybrid underwriters will put you through a very quick phone call, pull up your HIPAA records, make sure you don't have any serious conditions or physical limitations, like rheumatoid arthritis, for example.
Jared, are you saying that an actual physical in some cases is not required?
It's not required like traditional life insurance or long-term care insurance. So it's more black and white. So that sometimes, although it can be quicker, it sometimes can make it a little harder to get it because they're not actually doing a physical on you. They're really looking at all of your records. The nurse will do a cognitive test with you on the phone, for example, to make sure that you're with it. So like I said, there's just some different underwriting, which can be a pro or con, but typically because it's insurance, you know, that sweet spot is obviously the younger, more affordable it could possibly be.
I'll give you some of my experiences. I've talked with folks over the years, and you could elaborate on this. But for those people that seem to be most interested in these policies, one were a group, if I had to characterize them, were people who had been touched by this. Maybe their parents, aunt and uncle had gone through an expensive care situation. And so they're just more sensitive. They're more aware to this and have a greater interest in this. I would say there's also from a financial planning perspective, at some point or another, some people just have enough money where they can say, well, I just don't need long-term care. And that's called self-funding. But there's this other category of people, which I generally would consider the folks most interested. They have money, but their plan is not a lock, and an expensive event at the tail end could jeopardize the health of their plan. So those, to me, were the people that tended to make the best candidates. There was one other group too, which I would run into as I've talked with people. It's these people who are very well off financially, but it's a bit bizarre. They feel like, oh gosh, we can't really spend money because we might have a long-term care event out there. And if we get a policy, they just feel a bit more freed up to spend money, even though they have plenty of money anyway. Do you have any sort of anything to add on the finances of people that you've come across on and how they may be good candidates for policies?
Yeah, so it's always good when you're doing the financial planning or using the software like we have here at Plan Vision, such as eMoney, is to just run a what-if scenario. And as you pointed out, most clients can be self-funded, but it's always good to look at that because in any way, whether you're self-funded, self-insured, or possibly need a policy, it's going to ding up your financial plan. It doesn't matter how well off you are. So in my mind, it's good to just at least have the conversation or discuss the alternatives to long-term care, like trusts, for example. But something is better than nothing, in my opinion, if they had certain goals or had that emotional response as they watch their own parents go through it, for example.
Sure. Jared, you told me about an experience you had with a client and how that unfolded. Can you share with us what happened?
Yeah. So years ago, when I was building a financial plan for a client, his financial plan came out very strong, but had a long-term care event happened. We showed that his financial plan would get beat up a little bit. So I ran a what-if scenario of having some type of long-term care insurance versus not having long-term care. And he was very interested in it. And he was a younger guy. He was a retired state trooper, healthy, good shape, worked out in his mid-50s at that time. And he was interested in it, but obviously just didn't go through with it. And we had a couple follow-ups in that 12-month span, and he just kept putting it off or was thinking about it. And then I followed up about a year later. We did an annual check-in, and he got diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at such a young age and just sat down with a lot of regret of not going through with the long-term care insurance because he would have been approved. And now because he has Parkinson's, they won't approve him. So it's stories like that where it's just good to at least have the conversation to see if it's good to implement as part of your financial plan because, you know, life has no way of letting you know what it's going to do.
Yeah, in some ways, it's a bit of a cruel lottery.
Yes.
I also want to ask you about, as we kind of wrap this up here a little bit, what might be some things people can look out for or be aware of as they're shopping for these types of policies?
Yes, whether it's a traditional or a hybrid, you just want to understand like any strategy, you know, what it is, how it works, what it's doing for you, why it's doing it. You don't need to get into the nitty gritty, but you have to understand the value of that strategy. What costs are involved? Is the insurance broker just selling it to you? You know, do they only make a commission? Are there other hidden fees? You know, it's no different than if a client were to purchase life insurance or an investment or even an annuity. You have to understand what is it all in. And then because, you know, there's a lot of jargon in the insurance industry, you just want to make sure that you understand the full caveats of the benefits that you're getting. How long will you get benefits for? How much? How do I pay it back? Or is there a check sent directly to the nursing home or the nurse, for example? Just like anything, make sure you have full clarity on what you're getting into and make sure that the person explaining it to you does a good job.
Thanks, Jared. And so you'd be happy to talk with our clients if they have questions about long-term care and how to evaluate it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They can always upload statements or illustrations to the vault or share file with us at Plan Vision, and I'll be more than happy to take a look. And again, it's always, you know, something that if they're interested, we can always run the scenarios in our eMoney software as well.
Great. Thanks a lot. Now, I will remind people listening to this podcast about long-term care. We don't sell any of this stuff, but we do want to provide some good counsel if you're interested looking into it. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.